early Christmas. What is this flying saucer scare?
I am Rebecca Morbidus. My father, Dr. Morbidus, seeks to destroy the Earth.
But what?
It was some years ago.
My father was a scientist on the moon, where he conducted experiments with X, Y, and Z rays. One day, the government rang the bell upon his career and fired him. My father was angry and carried on with his experiments on Planet X. This is where he sends his fleet of giant robots from.
That's the most fantastic story I've ever heard.
And every word of it is true, too.
Well, that's the fantastic part of it. When is this invasion going to take place?
Right about now.
Radio operator, have them nuked. Impossible. They did fall. They must have a skin like a rhinoceros. We fired every bullet we had. There's not even a blister.
Mr. President, my name is Peter Testu, nuclear scientist.
I can explain why you've never heard metal sound like that before.
Those robots are made with zirconium, the opposite material of plutonium.
You got me that time, Mac. Rebecca here comes from Planet X.
That's nothing from this world.
Having no face, they probably have no brain either.
My father uses a control ray from Planet X.
Incredible! But how do we stop this horrifying life or living death?
We'll have to go to Planet X and turn off the control ray there. It works very well on robots and things from Planet X. It looks like these machines are one of both.
Testu, you're off your rocker. But I like you, so I'll give you a soldier to shut down that ray.
All right, well, Testu, good luck.
And trust on this. Man is a feeling creature. And because of it, the greatest in the universe.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Every minute, Tiger. Let's get up.
Sir, I tracked something around the ship by radar.
Holy mackerel! Meteors!
Quick, steep starboard!
Everybody, hold on tight! Shock, shake your sanity!
We've done it!
It's under control! We're humming along!
Planet X. We made it.
Home.
That looks like a great spot to put her down.
There's gravity here. That means there's oxygen.
It's safe to take off our oxygen masks.
Now, let's honeyboy back entrance to the palace.
I'll stay here and guard the rocket. Because you know,
where there's oxygen, there can be life. And where there's life, there's death.
Welcome to my palace, Captain Testu.
Why did you attack Earth? It's a small planet, I admit. But nevertheless, a planet of people. People who died.
Have you forgotten already? I got fired. They tried to stop me, and so did Rebecca. It's too bad it must be handled this way, but it must.
Thank you.
After what happened on this fateful day, events such as these will no longer affect us. So the miserable souls who survived this terrible ordeal can spend the rest of their lives safely in the future. And we are all interested in that.